Blog Talk Radio.
I want to thank all of you. This is Psychic Jethro, and you've turned into Psychics Gone Wild. This is Wednesday night, and get ready to get wild. I know a lot of you are going to see a different side of me and our hostess tonight. We have Mystic Celeste is here, you know, though, our wonderful Celeste, who's in Sedona, headed this way towards Tampa. And me and her are going to talk with and have a very special guest. I want all of you guys to sit back, relax, and go do it, as the song says, because you're going to really get a very wonderful show here. In 54 minutes, we're going to put it together for you. We are starting out tonight with a very phenomenal guest. He is one of the people and facilitators at the One World Academy facility. And those of you who are saying, what is the One World Academy? It's a group of young people who practice a life of awareness and service. And for many years, they have been guiding individuals into profound states of awareness and have helped people discover not only happiness, but well-being, healing, and love. We love our work, they say, and the people we work with. Utama, I want to welcome you to Psychics Gone Wild. How are you tonight?
Very, very good. Thank you.
I know.
Very excited to be online.
We're excited to have you. Celeste, how are you doing on the road being wild?
I'm doing great. We're getting ready to venture out in our new journey, so can't wait. Can't wait to see you. And I can't wait to talk to our great guest tonight, Utama. It's very nice to meet you.
Likewise. Thank you all.
Thank you.
We've got a few questions for you, Tama. We were already talking to you before this show started. You're just a very positive individual, and I'd like to kind of fill the audience in. Obviously, you chose this career as a monk. Could you tell everybody what you told me about how this came into your life and what part of your life you chose to decide to carry this mission on?
Yes. Well, I don't really like to expound like my life was anything great that led me to this point. I lived, I would say, a very normal childhood. My parents were very supportive and beautiful. Of course, like everybody, you know, you have, you know, whatever problems that you face growing up as a child. But it was basically when I hit high school, junior high, high school is when I really, like most, you know, you become a teenager, you start to go through so many changes, not just at a physical level, but, you know, mentally, emotionally. And it was during that time that I really struggled to have a grasp of myself and to really be able to navigate peacefully like I once did as a child. During that time of exploration, I really started to question, you know, if this is what my life was going to be like. Because when I referred to, you know, my circle of influence, you can say, most people didn't really know how to deal with the challenges that I was, for the first time, maybe really clearly facing. Not that they weren't there, not that you don't get disturbed or anything as a child, but it was much more evident, maybe more so prevalent, you know, thinking changed. With more intensity. So I really started to seek at that point to want to discover more truth, a better way of living, in essence, to be happy and to be able to go through life from that space of being joyful and happy. And through that, through a series of situations, through my friends, finding information, because this was before the internet was really the powerful medium that it is today. Through a series of situations, meeting certain people, other teachers, I eventually came to meet one of our senior faculty here at One World Academy, who's Anand Nagiri. And from there, I was deeply touched by what he was sharing. And there was pretty much all over. It seemed so obvious that this is what I needed in my life, the impact that it was making, and I really wanted more. And as I moved along that, and the changes started to occur in me, I really felt that this was something beautiful that I wanted to share with others, and felt that this is something that everybody could really use in their life, regardless of the path of that they choose in life or the lifestyle they choose to lead. And that all happened when I was a teenager, and from that point on, I chose to live a life of service and contribution.
Very excellent, very phenomenal. And you, Tama, and if I'm saying it right, I'm a little bit, like we talked about, you were very polite to me that you let me know that, if I did say it was okay, but I am trying really hard to, I do have a lot of respect. I do have a lot of profound for you. I can feel the energy from you, and I know you guys are on the phone. We will take a few callers, but right now we're going to take a turn passing of it, and Celeste, our other hostess, is going to ask a question, and then I will do that, and then we will put on some of you guys on the phone. So stay on the phone, and you'll get your time to do with the work here, but which is there a question that you have for you, Thomas, Celeste?
He kind of answered it. I wanted to know, when he found this awareness, but he said he was a teenager, so that's like, wow, that's just amazing that you were that open to jump into something so wonderful and dedicated for your existence and your higher self. That's just beautiful. Let's see. I do have a few questions, but I just want to ask you one. How do you think we could, do self-awareness? How can it be taught, do you think? What would be the best way, or how can we practice it in our daily life, practice awareness?
Well, that's a very beautiful question, very important question, and that's more or less what I wanted to discuss with everybody today.
Okay.
So it can be quite a bit of information that I would like to share in that subject. In essence, this is something that we specialize in. And for example, for the callers, if they don't know, I'm calling in from India right now. So it's the sun is rising here, and it's a very beautiful morning for us up here on the campus in India, where we have our programs, for example, our Freedom and Living Course, which is an intense program over 7 days that really takes you through this, we'll say, art of awareness, to really understand it at so many levels, because there's at each level that you practice this awareness, it deepens your understanding of yourself, how you're functioning with the world, and how, in essence, which some of the other faculty will be calling in later with Jethro to really understand the interconnected nature of life and how awareness is so important within that. But for a very simple, brief answer, which I can expound on throughout the call and everything,
mm-hmm.
is awareness, in essence, is, I guess one way of looking at it is important for the caller to understand is we at One World Academy, first off, we don't believe in an absolute state of awareness. We don't believe in absolute states of any form, because if you were really to observe life is always in movement, constantly changing. It's from each day, the way that you're thinking, the way that you're feeling is going through so many changes, being affected by so many factors in life. So that's why it's so important, first off, to really have that basic understanding that we're not talking about trying to reach a space of perfection. We're talking about practicing living a life of awareness, which means you have to ongoingly put in that practice because life is ongoing, moving. There's constant flux, that constant change. Many factors are there. So that practice of attention, and I guess a very simplified form, I'm not going to go too deep into it today, but really understand the importance of practicing it, is bringing attention to what is happening, to the reality of that moment for you. So it's something that you, though we can share our wisdom, our experience, and we'll give you the in-depth understanding of that, it's something when you apply, you start to understand more of yourself, because it's an attention to. And what that attention to is, obviously, is the emotions that you're feeling, the reactions that you're having to life situations, the way that you're thinking, the perceptions that you're holding. This awareness of these things are very important because it determines the direction that you move and what you become in life. What you become is you become a happy person, a miserable person. And from there, the destiny that you create for yourself and how you impact the others. So it's learning to really observe oneself. So the reflection and daily attention to all of that, especially in moments of challenges, which I'll get into maybe as we move forward here, especially in those moments, it's very important to bring that attention to in all those moments to continue to cultivate that learning.
And all of you guys that are listening in, real quickly, make sure if you're going to the site, it's oneworldacademy.com. oneworldacademy.com. And they do, you know, one more question before you tell them, I pack my bags and come live with you guys. You've got me going so bad with the values you've got. I'm just so impressed. I've got some classes here and I'm working towards the attainments that you speak of. And I love the value of you guys with the living a life of awareness, consistency committed towards helping people, loving people we work with, enjoying the work we do, delivering excellence, be socially responsible, be in tune with one or higher self. I just, my hat goes off to you. All my years of meditation and listening to you and feeling the energy that you're resonating through this phone, I know that you know, we do for individual, but your academy is phenomenal. I've got to ask you this big question, and please, you know, bear with me, but Psyche Jethro has to know, what do you guys eat there? Can I have a Big Mac?
Maybe if our campus was in the United States, you would be able to go down the street and find a Big Mac, but definitely not here in India. Beef isn't really eaten so widely, not that it isn't, but not so widely because of how the culture here is that they see cows as being sacred. But here on the campus, the food that we serve people is macrobiotic, and that is important to be able to put somebody in the right space for that learning and that growth that we want to occur within the mother with us here. So it's completely conducive that it is vegetarian based. When you leave the campus, that's up to you how you choose to want to go. It's not that we're condemning anybody that eats Big Macs or anything like that. But it's not the food that we eat or the food that we serve. We're more vegetarian, and we eat macrobiotic, alkaline, and things like raw food. Not that that's what determines how spiritual you are or not, but we feel that it's very conducive to our lifestyle and the life that we want to live and how we want to live. Practice that life awareness, understanding the impact and implications of that on the mind, on the body, as well as the world around us that we're completely connected to.
You're up to you, Celeste. Celeste is our pretty close to vegan that we have, so I now know why you guys love Wednesday's Academy. I'm going to tease you later, but go ahead, and it's your turn, Celeste. Whoa.
Fit right in there because I'm vegetarian. I'm not quite vegan. I eat eggs, but I'm trying to get there. But yeah, I've heard about the macrobiology and the alkaline diet. I totally know about alkaline. I do that. You know, today I drink my green brew that Jethro has sent me, and I just heat it up in the microwave and I drink it warm. It's all greens, and I love it. So that's beautiful that you guys are vegetarian. I love it. You said that cows there are sacred. That's beautiful. I love that. I love that a lot. Do you guys also have, like, animals there on your campus, like, you know, elephants and things of that nature?
Well, that would be really cool if we had an elephant. But, I think elephants probably need quite a bit more space to roam free. But the part of India that we're in, elephants aren't as prevalent here. As wild dogs. So we have some dogs on the campus, lots of birds, and because we're right on the coast, we're right on the ocean, that's more or less just what is in the area from, you know, obviously dragonflies, those types of things, but more or less a variety of birds and cranes depending on, you know, the season that is there, and then some dogs. Of course, maybe the occasional snake, which you have to be careful of, but we have people that are constantly on the campus looking out for such things to make sure that the environment that we stay in is very safe, not just for us, but obviously the people that are coming to be with us.
Right. That's beautiful.
Beautiful. I guess that even if you don't have hamburgers, you do have me in on it, you know, and I'm glad you have a sense of humor with me. I feel that we've also, as we were looking at some of the things that they have here with you, Yutama, you know, we were speaking of when we first started here, for those that are turning into the show, Yutama's here with us, and he's here from the One World Academy facility in India, and obviously has chosen the path of being not only a monk lifestyle, but being a worker in there. And we were talking about the values in the statement. Someone were to come to you, like you said, you wouldn't have meat and food for them at that time. You'd have your own food and diet. Can you give me a regime? Could you tell me? Let's say I get with you and I want to come over, and I'm because I'm very interested, as you know, and a lot of our other people know. I'm very enthralled with not only meditation but all the years of study that I've done to be able to read people and work with my chakras. What would my day consist of? Could you tell me what would happen?
Meaning during one of our programs, or
yes.
So, for example, during the Freedom and Living course that we have, and we're going to be starting another course towards the end of or sometime during the summer, which is Live Alive, which is going to be more focused on mind, body, and consciousness in the sense of bringing much more awareness and health to the body, and understanding how that has an impact on the mind, because we have the understanding that how everything is interconnected, and that's why we choose to eat the food that we choose to eat, because the fact is what you eat does become your body, and hence what you're putting in your body does affect your mind, which is your mental state, which will affect how well, if the body is sluggish, if the body is sick, it definitely impacts the mind and your ability to live a certain quality of life. So, you know, we follow it from, you know, that perspective. And, of course, Live Alive is going to be geared towards those things, helping a person detox and move into a greater space of balance within that means with Freedom and Living, which what we have running here now, it's a pretty intense program, and its full focus is there in its name, and the founder Krishnaji and his wife, which they're co-founders of this academy, feel that it's so important that we can live that life of freedom. And what that means is to be able to free ourselves from suffering. And that's what everything that, you know, One World Academy is geared towards, is helping people, build that culture of awareness, which is what's going to help you find that freedom from suffering. A lot of people may not realize that they are suffering, or that there is even a possibility of being free from it, or such things like that, but in a nutshell, you can say our whole work is to help people be happy and to function from that beautiful space, because it's not just enough that you yourself are happy, but it's that happiness should then go on to translate into some form of action, to be able to act from that beautiful space, be it, you know, a space of peace, a space of compassion, a space of gratitude, because the things that you do from that space become so beautiful and so much more impactful on the world around you as well, your the life that you are envisioning for yourself. So that course is really geared intensely towards finding that freedom from, or creating that freedom from suffering. So from morning till evening, we have you completely engaged. Luckily, it is only for 7 days, I guess, for the practitioner's standpoint, because it is pretty intense. So from morning 6 o'clock, there's a deck that is overlooking, we call it the Buddha deck, it's overlooking the ocean. We start with meditation and yoga there, and you're seeing the sun rise, absolutely gorgeous. You're seeing it reflect off the ocean. You'll see some fishermen out on the ocean with their little boats, not like these, you know, the big fishery boats or anything like that. So it gives a very beautiful, very serene, calm experience early in the morning, moving into that space, stretching, creating that movement that you need in the body and the mind for throughout the day. And then after breakfast, our courses, our program starts. So they'll be teaching with some breaks throughout the day, but, you know, a lot of teachings. And so the whole program functions around practices, processes, and insights. So you'll go through the day of learning various practices and insights. And towards the evening, then there'll be more experiential base where we help you connect to that that presence that is there within you. If some people can have that understanding through insight, some people need to get it through experience, or both, that they're both complementary and they're both can produce that shift in the way a person thinks and experiences. So that's more or less every day for 7 days we go through that, and the teachings and the processes will change throughout the day, but more or less it'll be there. Obviously, you'll have lunch. Obviously, you'll have dinner, and those are all, along with the breakfast, all macrobiotic days. So we keep you pretty engaged throughout the 7 days, pretty intensive.
It's very exciting. I can feel the energy, and I thank you. And you know, definitely tell the friends of ours and other friends. I'm just so grateful that you did. You know, I mean, you guys let it. You chose us. Psychics Gone Wild. I do realize what you know. Like I said, Celeste of all of our ones, I think is probably the most good. One time, I almost took Celeste out, and it was only because I cooked her my double rich chocolate cake, and I felt so bad. Celeste is one of our very sensitive psychics, and I'm the opposite one. I'm one of those ones that I took after my name. I eat everything, but I know it isn't good for me. And all joking aside, everyone, I am right now working with yoga and some other master techniques here in Tampa, so you guys do know. And I just, Yotama, I really am excited about what you're telling us. We've got all you guys on here. One more time, I'm going to tell everybody how to get a hold of you guys. I have the episode, the website here as I learned to talk. I'm having one of those wet days, you guys, so laugh and joke with me, but I'm just kind of I'm having trouble talking, which makes a lot of people happy. But it's like oneworldacademy.com. That's spelled out oneworldacademy.com. They do have a good facility. If you're going to help a facility and check with, definitely this is one to look into. You know, I've had such really good rapport with other people. And Yotama, I was really excited, Yotama, here, when we were discussing things, you know, with it, that you have chose this as your life. And I'm coming there. Like I said, we were talking about it. You just told me what a good regime this is. This is excellent food. Have you ever had, honestly, people who've went to it who really couldn't open to the attunement of feeling the happiness and the excellence inside?
Well, we get people from all walks of life, as the saying goes. Our programs are there for people every country, you know, they're coming. We also, one of our senior faculty member, Gary, he travels around the world as well. So he does programs like A New Beginning and Awareness and Freedom, those types of programs, which are shorter, smaller base, but they're beautiful. They're very beautiful as well. He does those programs around the world, but here on the campus, Freedom and Living, that we're doing, which is the intensive program that we offer. It's during that, you know, when a person comes here, they come in all, you know, different states. Some people feel very disturbed, some people maybe not so much. And, you know, I guess it's important to really understand for the, you know, the callers that everybody's in a, you know, different phases in their life. And because we said we don't believe in any we'll say permanent state, you could be in a very beautiful space in your life during your 20s, and when you get to your 30s, it can be very hectic or whatever. So you could be going through a variety of challenges. And this is the thing that we emphasize, is that life is full of challenges. There really is no life that that doesn't have challenges. Some people believe that, you know, if they win, you know, the lottery or whatever is there, they get to, you know, jackpot $250 million or whatever, that their challenges will come to an end, or if they find the perfect spouse, they'll no longer have challenges or whatever. And that's simply, that's not true. We face challenges until we take our last breath. Those challenges could be in relationships. They can be by health, because the fact is we all will get sick at some point. We'll go through, you know, phases of that, going from sickness back to health or whatever. You can face challenges at work. You can go through periods where things are going beautiful and then periods where it becomes very difficult. And what really determines what's important is how you're responding to those challenges. And that's based on, obviously, the state that you're in. And this is what we help people really understand. So when they come to us in all different spaces, all different problems that we're facing. And throughout the program, you have personal teachers that are there with you. So they meet with you daily as well, along with the course, to see where it is that you really need help, where you feel you may be stuck, to help get that breakthrough that you need. Everybody makes different progress throughout the course, and that is dependent on how much, what your vision really is for yourself. This is extremely important. That's one of the first things that we tell people, is to really, what is the vision that you have for yourself as an individual? Not just meaning for, you know, the 7 days that you're with us, but your life. What is it that, how is it do you want to live your life? Do you want to live your life as a happy person? Do you see yourself being happy 10 years from now? And from that space, how is it do you want to contribute to the world? Because the fact is, everybody is impacting the world around them. And it's not just, life is not just about yourself. It's not just about your immediate family. And, you know, we really show that understanding of how deeply connected we all are. It's like, for example, there are people that think that my life is limited to me and my family and it doesn't affect anybody else. But the fact is, let's say if you come back from work, you're stressed out from work, you don't know how to deal with that stress. You're not able to find that peace and that freedom again. You're not able to shift out of that space. Not that the experiencing of stress is wrong and that it should never happen. It's just, what do you do with it at that point in time? You can bring it back in your family. And if you function from that space, you can end up, for example, I'm a guy, let's say if I had a wife, I impact my wife or my children or whatever from that space. They don't know how to deal with that pain that maybe they feel or they experience. They go on to affect the people that they come in touch with. So your children go to school, they affect the other children that they come in touch with. Those children go on to affect the people that they're in touch with. So you see how everything is so connected. So it's important that, you know, to have that vision that is something larger than yourself. And that's what vision is. Otherwise, you can't say it's necessarily a vision. Then it's just personal ambition, so to speak. But to really have that vision for yourself that, yes, you want to live a happy life, you want to live an extraordinary quality of life, that you want to live a life where you can really enjoy the moments of your life, regardless of the challenges that are coming into your life. Because, like I said, life will have challenges. The economy will go up, it will go down. Some people will lose their jobs, some people will maintain their jobs. Some people won't be able to get the amount of money that they want from work. They'll have arguments with their spouse or their partner or whatever, or their children, whatever it is. You'll face these, you know, these challenges, but can you shift from that space? So we help these people through this throughout the course, and more or less, because it is so intense, we definitely make an impact on everybody. We won't let you go if we don't make the impact that we want on you. We will continue to, because we have a vision for the people that comes to us. We know what it's like to live that life. We know what it's like to feel that pain, to know what it's like to get angry or to experience fear or, you know, whatever it is, and to know what it's like to to a practice awareness, to bring attention to oneself, to find what that freedom from that suffering is like, freedom from that conflict, to know that you can shift from that space, move back into peace, back into compassion, back into gratitude, that experience of freedom, we want everybody to experience that. So we will do everything that we can from that vision to push people to make that breakthrough for themselves. But it, obviously the participant has to have that vision for themselves as well. Because if you're not willing to look at yourself, if you're not willing to inquire into yourself, to look at how it is that you have been reacting and responding to life, then you're going to continue to say more or less, live a life of habit, which is giving the same responses to the challenges that you face, going about life, living the same way, either conscious that you have external challenges, but not really aware of what it, how it's impacting you internally, or not seeing the priority to be free from it. Some people feel that, okay, stress is a part of life, so I have to accept it, because that's the status quo. Everybody has stress, so it's okay for me to be stressed. It's okay for me to be in this anger for a week. It's okay for me to not, you know, find this freedom from this fear that I'm experiencing, because everybody experiences fear, which is the truth. Everybody experiences it, but you have to understand the implications of being in that space, how it impacts you, how it affects your life, the quality of life, and how it also affects everybody you come in touch with. So how long do you want to be in that space is the question. How long do you want to go on, holding on to that hurt and saying that your partner is the problem and they need to change, instead of looking at yourself and seeing how you can change. So we really push people in a very beautiful, loving manner to make those breakthroughs. Everybody makes, has their own experience, has their own insights. But everybody that comes to the campus has a tremendous, tremendous impact. It's not possible to come be with us for 7 days and not to have some shift or breakthrough. The only way that's possible is if, you more or less are having some, incapacity of some sort. Let's say that you're having a handicap on some level or whatever, or you're severely medicated or something like that. But any normal person like Jethro or Celeste or, whoever the listeners are, everybody will have, that breakthrough to really understand that you can be happy and what it's like to move into that space, to start to know what it's like to experience that freedom for oneself, and to know that you can replicate it every day of your life. Because a lot of people, they find themselves moving into some space, but they don't know how they got there. They don't know how to do it again. They don't know what to do the next time they find themselves in conflict. They don't know what it's like the next time that they're being yelled at, they're feeling, belittled, disrespected, or insignificant or whatever. They don't know what to do at that moment. And this is what we help the individual have that breakthrough, so they can feel connected, so they can come from a space of compassion and peace, so they can function from a beautiful space and create a destiny from that space to choose the direction that you move in your life. Because if you're in a space of conflict, you're going to definitely make a certain set of decisions, which is going to choose the direction you move in life. You're not going to be able to have the success you want in life. You're not going to be able to have the relationships that you want in life. You're not going to be able to experience the gift of life that you have right now in the way that you're capable of, because you're remaining stuck in that space. We definitely help everybody with this. And everybody is capable of it, and we definitely make that impact on everybody. But it's very intense. When you get towards the end of the 7 days, you can really understand and what we're really trying to do for an individual, and that is to really that individual know what it's like to be free from suffering on a very, very deep level.
I feel that, and I love that. You know, and you tell me, you know, as we were talking here, I'll really quickly go and then let, you know, Celeste take her turn, and she's get to ask a question. We've got quite a few on the phone. I do ask, and please, all of you callers, we all do psychic readings. You can get me at jethrosmith.net, and that's where I'll do the readings. You can also catch us on. We have the show on 7 days a week. Tonight, we've got such a phenomenal guest. I've got a lot of you guys lined up that are listeners. I want to thank you. 307, how you doing? You rock from Wyoming. I love you. I'm looking at the lineup. We got all you friends on here. This is a different type of show, but we're a different type of people. You know, this is one of the things that me and Celeste talk about. We want to make a happier world. We do this to help each individual. And Utama, your organization, the One World Academy in India, has the most, I love your vision statement. The passion that drives us is to create conflict-free, conscious and compassionate individuals who would participate in creating a happier world. Our vision will be our driving force. If I put a ticket on somebody, can I send family to you, or will you send them back? Because I really have a lot of them.
We want as many people as possible. You can send your family, but Jethro, no, this is important. Are you sending your family because you feel they need to change, or a lot of people? The joke is, a lot of times we think, you know, we go to a course or whatever, or we want our spouse or partner to go to a course because we think they need to change in order for us to find that happiness or peace. But that's not exactly the way that we see it. If we want a beautiful world, we have to see that we're not separate from that world. So that change begins with us. We have to know what it's like to be able to be in that space, to function from that space. From there, we're the best contribution to the world that is there. Not when the world changes, not when everybody agrees to our points of view, or that everybody sees life in the same way, because that's not possible. That's the beauty of life. There's space, room for everybody, all diversity, all views, all perceptions, all that's there. But when a person can function from that awareness, to really understand how they react, how they respond, then the potential for themselves is to live a conflict-free life. When they can produce that for themselves, they can impact others from that space and share their truth with others. Not that the other has to change for them to find that beauty. I'm not saying that that was your thing, but that's a common perception that we all have as humans, because the fundamental understanding that we have, thinking that you know, life circumstances is what determines our happiness or not, and that's just not the case.
Very true. And Celeste, I'm sure you have with Utama. He's going to get me. He would got me. That was true. It's very true, Utama. Go ahead, Celeste.
Gosh, I'm just watching the pictures here on your website. Just amazing. I love that you guys are sitting there in the back jacks, and I love the one where you guys are sitting together knee to knee, and they're holding hands, you know, two people. And I'm wondering, how can we, if nobody can get to India, how can we do like something within the 7 day course that you talk of? What can we do here at home in the U.S.? Something in the daily practice that we can even get an inkling of what you folks teach.
Yes. So obviously, the reason why it's 7 days here is it's an immersion. You have to really go through, and we lead you step by step. Each day is specifically designed to take you through, we'll say, that particular journey, so you can arrive at the other end completely different. Basically, we're in the business of radically changing people. That's if you want to look at it in that way. So mm-hmm. For people who can't make it to India or whatever, obviously, you know, for whatever challenges are there, if you really feel the need to come here, I'm a firm believer from my own life experience that you'll find some way to make it happen. Because I was a teenager the first time that I came to India, just right out of high school, didn't have a career yet, was in between, you know, going to college or whatever. Yeah, it's quite expensive, but, you know, I did whatever I could to, you know, work overtime, this and that, and get a job, to, you know, whatever, to make it happen. So I do believe that it's possible. when you really have that strong desire for oneself. But if you can't make it for whatever variety of reasons, or it's delayed and you want to start now, which obviously is very important, there's obviously the options of seeing Ananda Giri, like I said, at A New Beginning, who is an absolutely phenomenal teacher. He's been extremely, we'll say, one of my biggest teachers in life, because he's the first one I met, have been learning from ever since. He teaches the New Beginning Awareness and Freedom programs, which are 1 day or 2 day programs, where you can really get some basic tools and take back with you with that deep clarity for yourself. Because again, during those programs, it's not just you receive teaching, but you're put through a process so you can experience it for yourself. So it can become your understanding that you carry back for yourself. But if you can't, for whatever reason, even attend that, which I highly recommend that you go see Ananda Giri, because you're not going to be disappointed. Again, all that information will be there on our website, or if you join our Facebook and things like that, we'll keep you up to date. But as of now, you know, really what I've been sharing, the importance of awareness. Because how we talk about, it's really to understand when you take any journey, the importance is understanding where you're at now. So, because a lot of times we want to undertake a journey and it's from an obsession where we want to be, but it's not really an awareness of where we are now. And what we clearly say is there's two states that you can function from, and it's those states is how you respond to life's challenges. That can be either a conflict state, like Jethro was saying in our vision statement, or conflict-free. So when we say we're in the business of making people happy, how we define happiness is the absence of conflict. That may be peace, that may be joy, that may be compassion, that may be gratitude, whatever it is, that can manifest in you know, so many ways. But it's the absence of conflict. To get to that state, it's important that we practice awareness. That awareness is so it has many rungs to it. It's not like it's, in one hand, you could say it's the most difficult thing because we're habituated to not paying attention to ourselves. But it's also the easiest thing in a sense is it's observing oneself. So understanding what I'm saying is understanding where you are, what you do in these moments when you're facing these challenges, when you find yourself getting disturbed. The habit is to always pay attention to the external circumstances. External circumstances, we're not concerned about right at this moment because they will need maybe some rectification or whatever. For example, if a coworker is always creating problems in the work environment, that may need addressing, but that addressing needs the cooperation of others. But if you are so disturbed that you can't take the consideration of everybody else involved, then you're not going to be able to address that situation with clarity, with intelligence, with sensitivity. And what I mean by sensitivity is when we find ourselves being disturbed, we become very insensitive to others because it becomes more about ourselves. When we think that the situation needs to change in order for ourselves to find that peace and happiness again. So when you find yourself moving into that disturbed state, what's important is to see that propensity to want to manipulate and change external circumstances before you even look at yourself. So when you find yourself getting disturbed, you have to pay attention to that disturbance. It's not the same case scenario that you were taught, fire burns, don't put your hand in it. We are all taught that as children. But it's not the same case when we find ourselves burning inside, so to speak. When you find yourself getting disturbed about something, you know, maybe the way the world is going or the way the president's guiding the country or, what this person is saying on this interview or that interview or what your spouse said or what your friend said or didn't say. Because it's not always what they say, it's what they didn't say. You know, that sometimes we find ourselves getting disturbed or feeling unloved or whatever it is. It's at that moment what's important is you hold attention to yourself. And this is why it's a practice, is because these moments will come, they will go. But if you're waiting for things to change, you may end up going your whole life wasting. Can you hear me?
Yes, it's okay. And you tell me, I apologize. Our phones are going to think, and we're running on time. You've done very phenomenal. You know, you were my first guest, and we want to tell everyone real quick here. We've got 3:05. You'll get to go on in a minute. I apologize, 3:05. The phones have went nuts. We've got everybody going. You tell me, you've got a great organization. We've got everyone going. 3:05, do you have a question for Utama and the Academy?
No, I don't have a question. I just wanted to thank him for talking to the masses in India, because everything that you're saying, I totally agree with and live with as well. And when I was 16 years old, I looked in my surroundings and I said, I have more to do than sit on a park bench drinking beer and smoking cigarettes. And I just put my energy up to heaven and I said, Lord, I'm your humble servant. Do with me as you wish. And Spirit just started giving me guidance and direction immediately. And I just lifted up my heart and followed and trusted, and my faith has no ground to the planet, but I do use the planet, and I respect Mother Nature, and I eat from her, and I eat the colors and the rain and the wind and the sun. So I'm totally aligned with what you're sharing, and I just wanted to say thank you.
We thank you for calling
in.
You're welcome. Yes, I'm sorry, Utama, I didn't mean to cut you off. You've taught me something here to listen. I apologize. Normally I'm just so hyper. I've teased everyone. I thank you so much for coming on our show. We're going to go on to the next caller. Thank you, 305, for calling in and letting us know. We're going to 209. How are you, 209? 209, would you like to say something? Okay, we'll take that as 209 is so overwhelmed. They're just excited like we are. Celeste, we're going into the last few minutes of the show. Is there anything left you'd like to ask Utama from India?
Oh, gosh. I had so many questions, but I think you pretty much got it. It was about the practicing awareness. Pretty much answered everything that I had. How about laughter? Does laughter help with this in your training and things, Utama? Does laughter help with any of this that you're talking about? Does it help lighten the heart and to be more in the moment?
Yes, laughter obviously helps when you find yourself in that space. But the way we function, we're not. You have to understand the One World Academy isn't trying to give practices to simply manage what's going on within oneself versus finding freedom from why they're disturbed. So what I mean by that is, when you feel your heart is heavy, you have to understand really why your heart is heavy. It's not immediately saying, my heart is heavy, I shouldn't be here, let me do something to get out of this space. That's what practicing awareness is observing that discomfort, observing one's thoughts, observing one's perceptions, and the meanings that they're giving to the circumstances causing one to be in that space in the first place. And that very attention is where freedom is possible. It's when you're bringing attention to oneself, you realize then in that space why you're disturbed, then you have a choice. And that choice is how you want to live your life, be a happy individual or not. If you want to call it a choice at that point, because in that awareness, that awareness is freedom. So while happiness does help, and it's something that everybody can practice, because of this, I need to laugh, or I need to find a reason to laugh. You can simply just laugh. Definitely, if that's a part of your practice. I love to laugh. But it's when I find myself. And if you come here to India, you're going to see me laughing like anything. So when you find yourself getting disturbed or not being able to connect to that moment, you have to bring attention to why you feel you're disturbed or why you feel you're not connected. When you come to that understanding, that clarity, it's that freedom that emerges in that moment, then you're left with maybe laughing hysterically, or just being completely silent. So what we're really trying to help people understand is that freedom from suffering, not just manage or try to jump from one state to another. It's actually freeing oneself from conflict, because when the conflict is over, then what is left is what you have to ask yourself. Then there's only that peace, joy, or whatever is left, because it's that absence of conflict. So definitely, that's to sum up, the practice of awareness is constantly bringing attention to oneself in those moments, especially of disturbance, to understand why one is disturbed, and really questioning oneself in the way one's thinking, because that's what's causing you to be in the space that you're at that moment. And we go very intensely in that in all our programs, especially.
Sorry, Utama, the phones are really cutting out. We are going to the last here. I just want to thank you real quickly. This is Psychic Jethro from Psychics Gone Wild. Tune in next week, Wednesday, with Psychic Celeste and Jethro for Piranima. And then following, we're going to have Prihasithya, Ashwin, and Krishmira, all colleagues and friends of Utama from the Academy, and different topics, different situations discussing. And all of you guys are welcome to call in. I know this isn't everyone's cup of tea, and you know, that's what's really great about the world, is we all like different flavors. I thank you. I'm glad you guys did. I'm always learning. I'm willing to learn anything. You know, as you invite us to India, you need to come sometime to Tampa, and me and Celeste will show you some real fun psychic time. And
absolutely,
we'll do some light work. You know, we'll do some Reiki and some healing, and everybody will dance and laugh, and we would, you know, discuss, like you said, and being humble of some different ideas to help others. Well, we thank you, Utama. Blessings to you, and until we talk again.
Thank you, Utama.
Thank you so much, Jethro. Thank you, Celeste.
We are going here on the work, and we're loving everyone there. And we thank you, Academy, for picking Psychics Gone Wild to come and help. I had a lot of conflict, and you guys can just write me all you want. We love them. They're helping people. They're happy. And I'd rather have that than I would the gangsters. Kidding. I don't want to send them a house. Okay, just being smart to some people that wrote me on the computer. We love them. We're really grateful for the Academy. All joking aside, you guys do know tonight that I did tease quite a bit, a little bit of things. I do like to eat junk food. I will be honest about that. I have been really working on my sense of humor. I know I've offended a couple people in the last couple weeks because I do joke. If I apologize to you. It's just how I am. And what I want to love and tell everyone is this is Psychics Gone Wild. We are doing some of our format, and I know there's been a lot of asking about the free readings. We do those, and those are sparingly. February 14th, grab your Cupids, because that's all me and Dina Flanagan are going to do. We're going to read you up. We're going to read you down. We're going to read you all around. Then we're going to turn around and flip it right. So we've got Celeste here. Celeste, tell them how to get a hold of you. We've got 90 seconds, and I'm going to start telling them about William Whitecloud and some of the excellent guests that we've got for February.
Nice. You can get a hold of me at 928-592-8866. I'm also on keen.com under Mystic Celeste, and I'm offering readings for $10 for 10 minutes. Or 15 to 20 minute reading for $15. You can also email me at celestialreadings77@yahoo.com.
Rockin'. Those of you who know William Whitecloud, he's the author of The Magician's Way. He is the number one first developed top personal development book in Australia of The Magician's Way, The Last Shaman, four books. He's going to be with us Friday night, the first. It's going to get real. Amy Kavanaugh's there. Don't you remember what she does well? And that's what she does, is she gets into the heart of matter and talks to everyone. We're going to have Crystal Key Healing on Mondays with Janine Reagan Sinclair from London. Don't forget that we've added Rahi. He will also be with us reading you from India. He is reading you with tarot cards from India. It's Psyche's Gone Wilder. We've also got Karen Wyatt, MD. She's going to be here, a physician who spent 25 years in the medical career working with patients. She is the author of What Really Matters, Seven Lessons for Living from the Stories of the Dying. I am right in the middle of the book, and I can't put it down, Karen. Can't wait to have you on. We're going to bring in Shelley Schultz. We need some astrology in here. Shelley's going to be giving it to you. She's going to be telling you what it's about. Don't forget, if you guys are doing it and reading it and knowing it, we want to hear about it. We aren't above putting a guest on the show. The only thing we are doing is you guys got to talk to Jethro about food. No, I'm kidding you. I always tease you about that. I have lastly went down and been really good on my diet. Can you guys hear me? We're still on air, I think, Celeste.
Yes, I think we are, Jethro.
We beat the limey. They used to do it. Jupiter is out of Jupiter, and Psychic Jethro is allowed to continue to talk. Look out, people, because Psychic's Gone Wild is going to continue to be intense. Tell me what you think about tonight's show. Let me know. Let me know you helped Academy. We have been putting people into working with diamonds. We've got other friends going. You can get a MP3 if you get on Janae's site. You can also get other guests. We've had Joy Harjo is what they're asking for. I will call her tomorrow and see if we can get her back on the show. We've had, you name them, we've got a bunch more coming. And right now, I'm out of time because I can't think of who else we got. We got Casey Kelly. You know that. She can get your cards. If you want some healthy coffee, call her at 719-289-4907 and say, Kelly, get off the couch. I need some coffee. She'll do it. What have you got going, Celeste? Let's talk a little more while we still got them on the phone. And bless everyone that listened tonight. Utama, our blessings to a friend we made in India. He rocks.
He does rock. I really liked listening to him. There's just so much. I would like to have gotten more callers asking more questions, or for Utama, but maybe next week. That's really cool. Let's see. Gosh. I've also been doing a lot of healings, everybody, So with crystals. So if you need a long-distance healing, please, get with me, and I will just do that. Just give me the name of the person, and I will absolutely call in the help of the angels. And work on them. In fact, I need to work on my mother-in-law with her knees tonight as soon as I get done here. And, gosh, I'm excited to get going on the road here. I'm probably going to be pulling out of Sedona on, the 3rd or 4th of February. Going to Phoenix for a couple days, saying goodbye to family, and heading out. So I'm excited, a little nervous, but, an exciting journey I think we need to take. That's all I got, Jethro.
I got some new stuff I've added in. I can't say yet till I get it mastered down. I've got someone here working with me. I got to know more. Psychic Jethro, I cannot read everything and still in this world continue to breathe and eat and do it all. So we're loving you guys. Keep calling. Keep doing. We'll be telling you. We'll be chewing it on the radio with all of you. Love you guys, family, each and every one of you. Don't forget to tune in to Spiritual Connection. We had a phenomenal show the other night. Amy Kavanaugh with a doctor, very real doctor, very phenomenal show. We are having problems with the link site. I am working with Blog Talk Radio. I will be up early in the morning tomorrow going, why are our shows having problems? Pamela Cummings, you rock. There's our excellent psychic. She made my day today. Talked to me on the phone. Made tears come to my eyes. I always love talking to you. Call me anytime, Pamela. You're a very gifted, lighted soul. You're an angel in the making. Other readers out, last night, A1R Radio, I bombed it. I kicked it. I brought it. It was because you friends were behind me. Thank you for being the people that you are. Let's continue to support each other and stamp out the negative, unless there's something odd that we need to handle, and then we'll get to that. But I want to bless all of you, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night. Me and Dina, we got to get her on. She's missed 2 weeks, and Dina said she's ready to plug in a lamp, and it's going to be a strong night tomorrow night. Tune in then.